Your embalming will be recorded for quality control purposes.
Did you say embalming?
Did you say embalming?
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't be saying anything.
Well, you shouldn't be embalming me.
Well, I probably won't now. I'm gonna go get my supervisor, okay?
Okay.
Radio Free Necropolis.
Hello? Okay. Are you a pilot? No, I'm an idiot. Everyone here's dressed like zombies and demons and stuff, and there was that sexy nurse, and you're wearing a pilot uniform, and I just take it at face value that you're a pilot. I guess it's Halloween? So you're a zombie pilot. Can you break character, please? I'm kind of lost here.
Hey, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I woke up here. What are you doing with me here?
Just general necromancy. I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting anyone.
I woke up here. How could you not be expecting me?
I wasn't expecting anyone to wake up.
What about the pilot guy?
What about him?
He's a zombie?
Yeah, now. So, you're conscious enough to speak at least. Why is that?
I'm guessing all the necromancy? Why am I here?
You're dead. You were dead. No, you're not. Evidently.
Huh.
May I say, you are most calm for a newcomer.
Thank you?
None of this seems strange to you?
No. Well, yes. Sure. That hasn't happened to me before.
Right. Everyone has a first time.
Wait, did you say I was dead?
Yes.
Well, shit, I don't appear to be very good at it.
On the contrary, I'd give you an excellent score.
So, that's a real zombie?
Yes.
Are you a zombie?
No, my dermatologist just isn't very good.
Huh. Cool.
I just need to do some quick cognitive tests. You remember your name?
Sure.
What is your name?
Morg.
Okay, you clearly just read that off the door. Backwards, through glass, fine. Impressive. But if you can't remember your name...
It's short for Morgan Le Fay.
Ah, I see. And there were traces of diazepam in your blood.
Wait, where is my blood?
Oh, here you go. Diazepam and all.
Thanks. I have a prescription.
I'm sure. Maybe that explains a modicum of your restraint.
Nah, I'm pretty stressed, but I don't express it how people expect me to. Emotions are internal, and I can't see what other people are feeling. And other people sure as hell can't see what I'm feeling.
So you are distressed?
I'm not hugely a fan of talking to strangers.
And the dead thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty reassuring, but talking to people is more of an ego fear, not a fear of harm. Being dead doesn't help.
Okay, orientation. What's the date?
I don't know. I've been dead.
What's the last date you do remember?
2013? I think it's at least 2013.
I'm going to put that you don't know. Is that fair?
Extremely.
Are you... there's no polite way of asking this.
You won't offend me.
Are you always like this?
Pretty much.
It can be hard to assess someone's mental state if you don't know them.
Is that my autopsy report?
Not exactly. I wrote that before.
Can I see? For gender, alter nos. Is that not otherwise specified?
Yes. Do you want to specify?
No. This report's observational, right? That seems like a pretty fair observation.
Just a quick warning. If they have done an autopsy, a lot of the time they won't put your organs back. They just replace everything with cotton wadding.
And how do I know if they did an autopsy?
Well, one big clue is if all of your organs have been replaced with cotton wadding.
Touché.
Can you read that backwards through the glass?
Necropolis City Morgue?
Brilliant. And underneath?
Morgue Goruda Necropolisa.
You know what that means?
No. The same thing in Russian?
Mm-hmm. And?
If I can read Latin and Cyrillic, I can probably do Greek, but I'm bored of this now.
Okay, let me just make some notes. I take it you had a small dog.
Oh, yes, a little Jack Russell cross Chihuahua. God, I hope he's okay. I always planned for my death. He had a big water bowl, a cat flap, and I heard about Chihuahuas whose owners died and who had to eat their faces off to survive, and I thought that might be traumatic. So I left his food somewhere he could easily get into it if he was alone for a while and he really had to.
I'm guessing he couldn't be bothered.
Hmm?
A mirror, my dear.
I guess he wasn't too traumatized after all.
It'll grow back a bit, but there'll be a scar. Post-mortem wounds are the worst for scarring.
Oh, I think it's quite dashing. At least I look interesting.
Not around here you went. Plenty of shut-ins had unsentimental puppies. What are you?
Is this a gender question?
That's not really relevant unless what happened happens. Anyway, back to my question. What are you?
Not in terms of gender.
No, species.
Oh, right. Human.
No, your options are fae, any. Incorporeal entity. Vampire. Demon, any. Misplaced celestial. Ghoul. Lish. Hybrid, any. Fluid, and other.
I guess other?
Other what?
Other human.
I can't give you an ID unless you tell me.
Well, I don't know where I am, or what I need ID for, so I'm not terribly invested in getting this ID card.
Fine, we're at an impasse.
I have told you.
He's human, that's why his ID card, if he was eligible for one, would say mindless zombie who does not need an ID card.
I don't know what you want to hear.
Central Necropolis Mortuary. You can't go home, but you don't have to stay here.
Wait, that's true? I can just leave?
I suggest you come back when you're feeling less intractable and do the rest of your paperwork. It'll be here, waiting, hating you.
Fine.
Do take a starter apartment on your way out.
Oh, thank... that's a coffin.
It was a coffin. It's been recycled. Now it's a compact dwelling.
Is it my coffin?
The one you came in? No. Yours was one of those horrible biodegradable affairs.
Of course it was.
There are more than enough of these nonetheless. There is always someone to finally craft an extravagance, then throw it away. That's good for us. This guy isn't going to need his.
What'll happen to him?
He's a mindless instruction following creature. They rest standing up. I do not feel the need to keep abreast of where they're going. I just varnish them and put them in the chute.
Okay, see you around, I guess.
Yes, do come back if you die again.
Wait, is that possible?
Depends on what you are.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
You looking for a job?
I just got here.
So you don't have a job?
No, but I do have this starter apartment.
Right. Complete with your copy of the Gideon Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
What?
It's a book. It's in every hotel room and every starter apartment.
Define Gideon in this context.
It means distributed for free by someone who wants you to absorb the life lessons on various topics.
Yes. It's in here, and clothes, and...
acclimation allowance. A few perks to get you through the week while you get used to the place.
Perks, that's...
Mm-hmm. 3 kopecks to the drachma, 3 drachma to the perk.
Awesome. Confusing, but awesome.
Let me give you a hand carrying that.
Where do I put it?
I suggest you find yourself a job, then find a convenient location for that place of business.
You really want me to ask you about a job, huh?
I'm looking for an employee. I need an escort.
Is escort a euphemism?
No.
Okay. What's your work?
I'm an escort.
Is that escort a euphemism?
Of course.
Escort to escort. It sounds glamorous.
It's not. It's a lot of hanging around outside this building.
Okay, well, at least I know where that is.
It's here?
Yep.
There are magazines in the lobby.
Well, that's okay. I already own one book. Maybe I'll get a second one.
Oh, no. Private ownership of books is almost forbidden.
What? But what about... I was probably buried with at least one book.
If you were, it'll be in a library by now. It's not exactly efficient for you to have a book while you're not reading it.
I guess that makes sense. There's not a lot of storage space in my new house, anyway. Where is this library?
It's not here.
Indeed. I guess this thing is at least enough to keep me protected from the weather.
Oh, there's no weather scheduled. Do you think about the job, little one? If the caliber of the candidates coming out of here remains the same, you have a little time to consider it.
I will. How can I...
I'm around here a lot, but if you do want it, just call me.
Okay. What's your number?
My what?
How do I call you?
Just yell out my name, child.
Oh. Oh, wait. What is your name?
Sigma.
Excellent. And you're like an angel?
I suppose I'm like an angel, just not where it counts.
Indeed, they're very nice.
I'm a succubus, my dear.
Of course.
And what are you?
Nothing. No, I mean normal. I mean human. Normally human.
It's okay if you don't want to tell me.
I just... Tell me about succubi.
Well, firstly, I'm not a succubus.
You literally just told me you were a succubus.
Yeah, in the hope you would recognize the term. I'm a concubus. If you're going to ask me what succubi are anyway, then I may as well represent myself accurately.
You were right. I had an idea of what a succubus was, and what an incubus was.
Oh, comparatively advanced then.
And my best guess for concubus is you're also non-binary?
Close. There's no gender to it. It's more sexual than sex-related. If you had an idea, why did you ask?
An idea. I'm assuming you know more about it than I do.
Right. Just like you know more about whatever you are than you're telling me.
I really, really do not.
I'm starting to believe you. Perhaps we could help each other out in that regard.
Forgive me, literal demon. I do not like the sound of that.
I just want to sate my curiosity.
And I just don't think you could have said that any more ominously.
We're not exactly evil or good. We're sexual opportunists. For me, presently, female-bodied.
But you're not all women.
Fuck no. Not all, at least. I'm certainly not. Incubi tend to present male, succubi female, because that's what people fall for. Concubi are either of these, or neither of these.
So, what do you do with all the sex?
Eat.
As in?
Well, I always eat out, if that's what you're asking.
Is that a you?
Shh! Back to me. You've asked twice as many questions as I have.
I have?
Feel free to rewind. I'm not going anywhere.
Nervous habit.
You nervously record yourself?
This is all very interesting. I do not have the best memory, and I think a lot about posterity.
I too think a lot about Oh, I'm sorry, I misheard you slightly.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let you know about the job. I'm gonna go now. Thanks.
Little boy, you were bound to get robbed at some point. At least this way you'll know how to find me to get this back. I consider it a form of practical education. Property of Rhapsody at the NCM. I guess we're both thieves. Well, perhaps you'll come back for it anyway. Let's hope you do before I lose the final veneer I'm not just talking to myself. Right, so... So, what do I need to do today? Don't need to wax my tail. My horns are still fairly shiny. My wings could use a touch-up. The highlights have faded. Ugh. Damn things refuse to come decelling through a res. You'd think a client wouldn't care. You'd rip them up anyway, but no. Gods only forbid they not have absolute perfection to destroy. Who am I kidding? I live for this shit. And die. It's pretty great. Damn, I really need to save up for that sensei implant. I'm tired of missing the best part of my sessions. I wonder if they've improved the pain filtering yet.
Sigma!
That was fast. Of course, getting robbed was the least of your worries. What are you doing, stupid child?
This thing bit me.
It's not a thing. He's a ghoul. Of course you go around telling everyone you're a human. Someone is going to try to find out what that tea is like.
I didn't. I just asked him to let me in the library.
Did you show him ID?
I don't have any, because I'm a huge idiot.
You learn faster than I expected. So, you're possibly the most vulnerable failure I've seen this decade.
This decade, like, since 2010, or this decade, the last 10 years?
Call it era demonstrandum. Now, let's get you somewhere nice before you go into hypervolemic shock.
Oh, I'll be okay. It's not really bleeding much.
You're thinking of hypovolemic. This is a lot messier.
So, this was when I first got here, when I met Ed Langdon, the morgue attendant, and Rhapsody Smath, the necromancer, and of course Sigma, my employer. At least, they insist. I did call them, after all. And they helped me find a vampire when I needed one. I thought I'd present this, by way of explanation, before I started my show. Hopefully, next month I'll be bringing you news, weather, political commentary, music? Whatever it is that radio shows usually consist of. That stuff. See you soon on Radio Free Necropolis.